Text 3.
Today on the program, I'm talking to film expert Jane Lewis.
Good afternoon, Michael.
You have some interesting ideas about the future of film, don't you? Can you tell us about the research that you recently carried out?
Of course. Now that the pandemic has become less severe and entertainment venues are opening again, we decided to do a survey about people's movie-going experiences. The results might surprise you.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, for a long time now, online streaming services have been the big thing for film and entertainment. DVD rental stores have famously gone out of business, and attendance at cinemas was in decline. It seemed like online TV streaming was king. However, things might not be so clear-cut.
Well, I don't know about our listeners, and maybe I'm the minority, but I enjoy films on the big screen.
Actually, you might not be as much of a minority as you think. Data shows that streaming TV services are making huge losses financially. The main cause of this is that thousands of people have been leaving these services and cancelling their subscriptions. We've also seen a lot of companies increase their monthly membership fees to try to cover this.
That's a fascinating point. But surely this isn't down to cinemas reopening their doors alone.
While attendance at cinemas has certainly increased post-pandemic, it's still very early days to say if that's going to continue, and if this is a key motivation behind the current downturn in streaming. What I can tell you, though, is that box office revenue is definitely strong. For example, Top Gun Maverick surprisingly made over $1.486 billion US dollars globally, and is even the highest grossing film of actor Tom Cruise's entire career. So the evidence shows us that it's too early to say cinema's dead.
That's remarkable. I'd never have expected that.
Yes, it's certainly shown that there's still a very strong public demand for the cinema.
Well, it's hardly surprising, really. When you consider how impressive the big screens and sound systems are in cinemas, it's a real experience.
You've hit the nail right on the head there. Large screen televisions have made home cinema more exciting, but they're still no match for the technology and facilities at a modern cinema. This is especially important in sci-fi epics like Avatar, The Way of Water, films with cutting-edge special effects that also make wide use of 3D. Access to 3D at homes is still very limited and extremely expensive. The cinema offers the best choice for most people.
It's also, and I don't really like using this term, but it's an event, isn't it? I mean, going to see the latest film at the cinema when it comes out.
Totally. Which brings us back to your earlier point, the experience aspect. Going to the cinema is a social event. That's crucial now that the worst of the pandemic has passed. I think social contact and social activities are equally as important as how good a cinema is.
This has been a fascinating chat, Jane. What about you, listeners? Do you think cinema is dead, or will it have a new lease of life? We'd love to hear your thoughts, so give us a call.